I'm Dan Sapelsa.
I'm Margaret Tavares.
Today, we're taking a look ahead at the upcoming ViewConf US 2019 in Tampa Bay, Florida. We'll be highlighting conference talks, events, and stuff to do in and around Tampa Bay.
You're listening to episode 27 of Torqued.
Welcome back, everybody. Today, we want to take a look at an upcoming conference that we're all really excited about here at Vehicle. That is the 2019 edition of ViewConf US.
Woo!
Taking place in Tampa Bay, Florida, United States of America.
Why isn't it in Miami?
I don't know, Brian. You'll have to ask the organizers.
I will.
At least the weather is better than what it is here.
So once again, joining Margo and I today is our friend Brian Hogg. Welcome back, Brian.
Bonjour.
And we have Natalie, who I think first time on the podcast, yes?
Yes.
Very Natalie Mastracci. Did I say that right?
So close. Very
How
Italian.
Do I actually say it?
Natalie Mastracci.
Oh, Mastracci.
Mastracci.
Come
back.
Italian. English on it.
So we just generally wanted to take a look at, obviously, the conference and some of the talks and workshops and things going on in and around the conference, as well as maybe take a bit of a snapshot look at the Tampa Bay area and some things to do there. And we've got one or two group outings planned that we're excited about. So cool. So high level, ViewConf's coming up in about a week and a half from this recording, starting on Monday, March 26th. Fifth is the Monday.
Workshops.
So the schedule proper is Monday to Wednesday, March 25th to 27th, Tampa Bay, Florida at the Straz Art Center. The first day is a workshop day with some sort of extended sessions, diving into some particular topics in view and probably maybe going to the extent of building out a bit of an application, depending what the topic is. And then day one and day two are sort of the conference proper and kind of the normal format we're kind of used to of like kind of 1 hour talks and a lunch break in the middle kind of thing.
I love how there's intro to Vue.js is one of the workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Like what if you go to the workshop and go, you know, I don't really like Vue.
I don't like this framework.
You're stuck. Like you got two more days
then
now.
Then you just head over to Miami then, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it looks like all the workshops are like 8 hours long on day one there.
I think they definitely have more than they had last year when they did it. So
it looks like
growing.
It. Yeah. I think to remember maybe a handful of, two, three, four, something like that of workshops. It looks like we've got
double now.
Yeah, about eight different workshops. So yeah, that again, they all start, it looks like 9 a.m. on Monday, March 25th. You know, we've got Evan Yu, creator of the framework, doing his usual kind of deep dive and under the hood of Yu, probably talking about maybe some new things that have been added to the framework over the last little while. Chris Fritz, I remember seeing a really good talk by him last year on, I think it was to do with patterns as well. And he's talking about, you know, building Vue apps with patterns.
Speaking of last year, so yeah. You guys went last year?
We went last year.
Yeah. So how was it in general?
It was great. And I have no reason to think Tampa's not going to be a great location, but New Orleans, I'd never been myself. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Really cool city, on the ocean, a lot of history there. It was really cool. A lot of nightlife and stuff going on around mm-hmm. ViewConf. So I think in speaking with one of the organizers last year, he said that was definitely their thinking last year, get the conference off the ground, have a really awesome location, build some hype around it. And now, you know, we're not too far away from New Orleans, just a little further south in Florida. So mm-hmm.
The one thing I can definitely say about ViewConf last year is they went all out on the food. It was amazing. You had a little bit of gator out there. So that
it's
was
like
pretty
authentic Cajun cuisine. They had like fried chicken right at the conference mm-hmm. and stuff. I know it probably doesn't interest you so much, Brian.
Say,
some fried cauliflower maybe.
So then this registration and breakfast is really gonna, we should try to go to that breakfast.
Yes,
definitely.
For the whole hour and a half.
And there were some really, there were really good after parties too, right? I remember there was the House of Blues, that upstairs place the one day after.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of people up there. And then
really
remember
cool architecture.
The last day there was an after party and then a bunch of us walked to, I don't remember the name of it. It was like this 200-year-old bar and they had a live piano there and stuff.
Too?
Yeah, there was a parade. There was a lot of stuff going on.
So I'm hearing nothing about learning about Vue in any of this description.
There was people learning.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh. Yeah. You just weren't.
Yeah. Apparently there was talks last year, but I couldn't seem to find any of them. I kept asking the bartender, where are the talks? But he didn't know what I was talking about.
No clue.
So Tampa Bay. Has anyone been to Tampa Bay before?
I've been to Tampa.
No, I've only been to other parts.
I've gone to Tampa.
Brian, you said that with such enthusiasm.
I've driven directly to Miami.
I was in Tampa Bay, yes.
So not actually staying, just passing by.
Yeah.
Anything memorable when you pass by?
No. Oh. There's a long bridge that if you run out of gas, you're kind of screwed. Like
You ran out of gas on the bridge?
No. If you do... Like, you need to make sure. It's like a good, it's a long bridge. So you want
How
to
long
sure.
is long?
I don't know. I think it was like half hour. Like, it was a good long, like, or I don't know. Maybe I'm not thinking. I wasn't driving, so I wasn't fully paying attention. But yeah.
Are you sure you're not, like, confusing this with PEI?
No. Yeah, most definitely there were palm trees.
It's just like a dream you had, though?
Yeah, yeah. It could have been. I haven't spent a lot of time in Tampa. I know that it was 10 degrees Celsius colder there than Miami, which is why I keep harping on
this. Man,
I see. How far is Miami drive-wise?
Three and a bit.
So you're probably not going to go?
So the other coast of Florida.
yeah, pretty much. And you go through the Everglades, so you hopefully don't get eaten by a gator on the way.
Yeah,
no cell phone reception at all. So yeah, if you break down, you're...
Is this in the United States of America? There's no cell phone reception?
Yeah, in the Everglades. Yeah, it could be.
Whew, that sounds grim.
I know.
Good horizon on that.
Man, man.
But yes, looking forward to the trees. They're palm trees. So
yeah. So the conference, the talks themselves get going on day two, what they're calling day one on the website, Tuesday, March 26th. Sort of a registration and breakfast to kick things off, and then looks like right into things with the State of You Nation by our Lord and Savior Evan Yu.
Hey, you.
Have you guys had a glance at day one of the talks? Is there anything that there was a couple that jumped out at me? I think that could be pretty interesting. Anything for you guys that kind of piqued your interest?
I've been hearing Next a lot lately, and I'm kind of interested in going to that talk for sure by Greg Paul.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any Next at all?
No. So I will be at the very bottom. I'll be very interested in everything.
We're using it for our website, I believe. So if you want to check out the repo for our vehicle.com website, not everyone listening, but Natalie.
Well, I didn't develop in the website, but I did glance at it. And I think it's cool that you can change the headers. So that's an interesting kind of perspective.
Yeah.
So one observation I had looking at the schedule here, and I can't remember last year. Do you remember, Margo, what the length of the talks was last year?
I think they were kind of short, like less than an hour. I would say maybe like 30 minutes or so.
I seem to have in my head they were an hour, but I totally could have been manufacturing them.
Because you were at the bar asking where the talks were.
I mean, I couldn't find any of the talks. Not that I would know, but what I'm noticing here is they look like all the talk slots are 30 minutes.
Yes.
Which I think is a good length for a talk. I think sometimes with a 1 hour talk, I can certainly understand that the speaker kind of feels the need to fill the time, and maybe they're towards the end of the talk you lose some interest and stuff. So I think this 30-minute time slot is good, and I think we'll make for some really good talks with good information and not, you know, superfluous stuff just to kind of fill time.
Also, too, I think if you limit the time of the talks to the 30 minutes, you get to hear like double the people and being able to get exposed to more voices, more opinions. Like, that's just going to make for a great conference.
Definitely. I like how they're doing lightning talks again. So they have lightning talks for an hour, but at least talks, it's pretty quick, right?
Like, it's like 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Lightning is very fast.
Yeah.
It's not like this extended lightning.
I had no idea. Thanks, Brad.
Permanent lightning.
Yeah. So I saw Sarah Joster on there too, because she was at ViewConf last year.
Yeah, she spoke last year.
Mm-hmm. So looking forward to her talk. There's a whole bunch of other people here too. A lot of new people. Jen Looper, I remember her from View Vixens as well too. So the Zen and Art of Vue.js, that looks like a really cool talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brian, did you have anybody that you were thinking of going to go exactly to see that?
No. Usually when I go to conferences, I'm a little different where I do the hallway track.
You know,
people outside. I don't know what this conference is like. Like, were most of the people in the talks?
Yeah.
Margo, I guess, because Dan wasn't there.
I was at the bar down the street.
Did most people go to the talks? Or?
Oh, yeah. I would say a lot of people did. I mean, I'm normally at the booth all the time, too.
Right.
I try to go see every now and then. But yeah, no, I feel like hallways were always really empty and open whenever there was a talk going on. So, and then whenever there's a break, everyone just like, it's crazy how many people they can fit into a room. Does anyone know how many people are going?
No.
I don't know what the size of the conference is in general. Two talks that just reading through the titles that jumped out to me on day one that I think for me anyway, are of interest. The first one is at 2:40 in the afternoon, Rahul Kadian, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, demystifying the dark art of single file component compilation.
Witchcraft.
So yeah, one of those things that I've used it a lot, single file view components, and they're awesome in so many ways, but, you know, never taken a look at like, how do they really kind of work? How do I write, you know, I can write JavaScript and CSS and HTML in the same file, and then I run it through some build process and then magically it all works. Mm-hmm. So I think this is going to take a bit of a look under the hood as to how that all comes together. And I think hopefully I'll learn a few things about single file components and that I can apply to my work. And the other one I thought was interesting, which I'd never really even heard someone kind of mention or talk about, was 4:10 in the afternoon. The woman's name is Natalia Tepluhina. And the title of the talk is Building Desktop Applications with Vue, which I thought was really interesting. I know some people around our office have at least looked into and experimented with Vue Native Script, which is a system for building native mobile applications with Vue. Mm-hmm. I know there's another framework someone was talking about called Vue Native. So, you know, that's, you know, situations where you can use Vue to build native applications, mobile applications. But I've never really heard anyone talk about, you know, using Vue to build something on the desktop. So I think that would be pretty neat. Just kind of wondering generally, like, how does she approach that? And what's the tooling around that? So
the whole talk is just, you can't. Any questions?
Just a single slide. Don't try it.
Don't try it.
Yeah, I just wonder if that has any connection to
progressive web apps.
What's the thing that everyone uses to build desktop applications out of mobile?
Electron?
Electron, yes. I didn't know if there was going to be any. Thank you, Natalie. I didn't know if there was going to be any mention of Electron in that talk, or if that's completely disconnected. So definitely interested in that. And yeah, I certainly echo your sentiments as well, Margot, Sarah Drasner. She's a great follow on Twitter if you're in kind of the Vue.js world. And her talk last year was great. And, you know, this one about animation, I'm sure will be excellent as well.
That's it. That's day one.
That's day one. And then day two follows day one, strangely enough. And
only 1 hour for breakfast.
Only 1 hour, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Right off the top, there's Chris Fritz talking about Vue 3.
Do we think they're going to drop Vue 3?
Are they going to drop? Oh, like at the conference? Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know what the anticipated release date for Vue 3 is, but it looks like
it'd be really good. Like if they dropped it right then, he'd be like, "I'm so excited about the thing that's out right now!" And then like,
the conference Wi-Fi crashes. Everyone's trying to check it out. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Some more lightning talks that day. What about day two? Any topics that people are interested in?
Make a raffle prizes. I'm excited.
Run your Vue and Node app anywhere. That's cool. That looks promising.
Oh, actually, I remember. Hey, Dan, do you remember the prank that they did last year at VueCon?
Oh, I'm trying to remember exactly. Was it for the prizes?
Yeah.
You pretended
I was like, what?
Was it a MacBook or an iPad? He pretended he dropped it or something.
Yeah, that. But then also, everybody who got announced to get a prize were all the people that worked for VueCon.
Oh, right. They kept finding people are going, what the hell is this?
It's like, it's rigged.
This is rigged.
And then they did the actual draw?
Or... Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Jokers. A bunch of jokers. I don't think they'd have that much fun at the React conference. You know, it'd be a lot more businesslike, I think.
Yeah, you think so?
These Vue folk are just easygoing folk.
Probably.
One person I'm really excited to see is Divya. So I met her last year and I did a little interview with her too. So she'll be doing a talk on building fast and semantic input masks in Vue.js.
Okay.
So she's super great, super personable. So it'll be interesting to seeing her talk. So
input mask, that I think is the type of thing when you have like an input that takes a phone number, right? Mm-hmm. It'll only allow you to, you know, put in digits and it'll automatically separate them with dashes and things like that.
So. Oh, that's awesome. So you don't even have to use like any regex. It does it all for you.
Yeah, it kind of just forces you, makes, I mean, you still want to validate your input, but
right.
I think it's more for anything, it you know, creates a nicer user experience. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you can probably dive into in that topic.
I thought you just trust the user, right? Like you don't do any back-end validation. Yeah. You just assume that everything.
Are you sure this is a phone number?
Yeah, right?
Promise?
Yeah, pretty sure it is. It's my phone number.
Web accessibility with Vue.js, one of those topics that, you know, I think is important. And, you know, we've talked about it before on the podcast, is easy to overlook sometimes. So I'd be curious to see what Maria has to say about that and kind of what her approach is in that. And hopefully pick up some stuff that I can just incorporate into my daily work to make my applications a little more accessible. Yeah. Conference after party. That's going to be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only an hour and 30 minutes.
More lightning talks, like I mentioned. Yeah, and some prizes at the end.
Yeah, I'm always really excited about the titles that are like, it's like clickbait kind of, where it's like, yeah. Nine performance secrets revealed. It's like, whoa, what could that be? Yeah.
I think it was Chris Fritz had a talk last year. It was like seven, you know, secrets, marketers, or something like that. And yeah. he totally spoke to the fact that it was total clickbait. There was some really good info in that talk, so... Guillaume Chow, I think, is nine performance secrets revealed. That I'd like to. I'm sure there'd be at least a couple of tidbits I can pick up there that'll improve the performance of my code. Mm-hmm. As a group, there's also we're kind of planning a couple outings in and around the conference.
Are we going to tell everyone where we're going so they can crash,
or will we? So in the local area, there's some sports teams of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the NFL, as well as the Tampa Bay Lightning of the National Hockey League. And I think a group of people are heading over to check out a Tampa Bay Lightning game one night.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. The thing I'm a little disappointed about as a baseball fan is spring training for Major League Baseball is going on right now. And half the teams are in and around the Florida area. And most importantly, my beloved Toronto Blue Jays are like 20 minutes away in Dunedin.
Oh, no way.
But we're arriving about 2 days too late for me to go catch a game. It's a little unfortunate. So I don't know if there's any baseball fans in the crowd. There's very close to Tampa is also Clearwater, Florida, where the Philadelphia Phillies have spring training. Mm-hmm. Oh. So I was debating maybe going over on Monday afternoon if it works and checking out a spring training game, but we shall see.
So is Clearwater the same as like Clearwater Beach?
I think Clearwater Beach is probably a part of Clearwater, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Because it's we're going there Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Clearwater. Well, you just saw there. Looks like Clearwater is just about. So I think there's a bay, which I'm assuming is Tampa Bay of water. And it looks like Clearwater is just kind of across the bay from Tampa, where we're staying. We're kind of more downtownish Tampa, I think. And from what I've been told, sort of walking distance from the conference. And we had a lot of history last year when we talked about New Orleans. And I think it just kind of lends itself to New Orleans, the city, right? But is there anything about Tampa Bay you guys have discovered that you're interested in? Or
I just laughed.
Local attractions? That
So the bay is actually called Old Tampa Bay, according to Google Maps.
Oh.
And then the one that's, I think, near where we're saying is Hillsborough Bay. So there is no Tampa Bay. There's an old one.
There's an old Tampa Bay. When's all the new ones?
Oh, no, wait, there is. Sorry. If you
the new one's in beta, Brian.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's further away. It's near St. Petersburg.
Oh.
Is where Tampa Bay is.
It's in Russia?
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
I never understood oceans and bodies of water. They just all flow into each other. Like, how do you define, like, the water from one bay just goes to another?
But there are, like, land masses that make it look like a...
They're just hunks of water that just flow around.
I guess, like, in theory, yeah, it's all the same water.
There's no edge.
The land doesn't move, I hope. Whereas the water is
so parts of California it does, but
So yeah, there is a Tampa Bay. So
there you go.
If you want some actual etymology of the word Tampa and how it originated.
I want a definition of the word etymology too.
So a sentence that I'm reading word for word. When the pioneer community living near the U.S. Army outpost of Fort Brooke was incorporated in 1849, it was called Tampa Town. And the name was shortened to simply Tampa in 1855.
Wow.
So I don't know if it was ever Tampa Bay. It was just Tampa Town.
But where did Tampa come from?
Tampa Town.
This is like temporary town?
Oh, the earliest incident of the name Tampa in the form of Tanpa appears in the memoirs of... Okay.
Now what does Tanpa mean?
Yeah, there we go.
Now just, there's more things.
Why? It's one of those. Just get like a five-year-old here. And
yeah. There's right beside Tampa, there's Town and Country is the name of it. City
it's
or
a
town?
Model of
isn't that a
minivan,
store?
Isn't it?
Town and Country,
Chrysler
Florida.
Town and Country. It's got stolen seats and nobody.
No, I know that.
See, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'd always figured as such. Their name comes from pirates. I guess there's some pirates used to frequent the Florida's Gulf Coast in the 17th century.
Even they knew it was a good spot to vacation.
Oh, you know what? You want to know what Tampa people are called?
Yes,
Tamponians.
Close.
Tampers.
Oh, no, it's Tampites. So they're called Tampans or Tampanians.
Yeah, Tampanians. I wouldn't live there for that reason. Jeez.
Yeah.
Tampans.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the most famous person from Tampa Bay?
I have to guess it's like an athlete. I would guess some kind of athlete.
Probably.
Why do you think it's an athlete?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm looking up the best things to do in Tampa. 1.5-hour dolphin sightseeing cruise.
Ooh.
That's top of the list. Yeah, Discover Tampa by bike. That sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, you know who's from Tampa? Aaron Carter.
Really? Well,
there you go. I don't think you get more famous than that.
Oh, and Brooke Hogan.
Don't know who either of those people are.
Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Oh.
Brooke Hogan?
Oh, I actually went to Hulk Hogan's gym when I was in Indian Shores near Tampa once.
And Aaron Carter is the younger brother of Nick Carter, who was in
The Backstreet Boys.
Ding, ding, ding. Prize for you.
Not in sync.
Not in sync. They'll easily confuse. Not 98 degrees either.
Ooh, yeah. Shoot. Last before four.
I think they were just Canadian.
Yeah, they're definitely.
Oh, there you go. Sunshine Skyway Bridge. It's really big.
How long is it?
I don't know. I'm trying to see. It doesn't say. It just has a rating.
Did you put length at the end of your Google search?
No.
It says 6,663 meters.
That's a long way.
That's a few kilometers.
Yeah.
It's over
more
six,
than none.
Over 6 kilometers.
Yeah.
Told you guys. Nobody actually believes me for anything.
Okay, but is this longer than the Confederation Bridge?
I have no idea.
Let's see.
Man, this is the most I've ever been. This is great. I'm going to feel like a complete tourist, but feel fulfilled because I know all these facts about Tampa now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should just stop someone randomly in the street and just be like, did you know about this place that you live in?
I could pretty much give guided tours now.
Yeah.
It is actually half the length of Confederation Bridge. So.
Oof.
Ooh.
Not that impressive.
Yeah,
right?
That's great. Yeah. Do better, Tampa.
Anyway, make sure your gas tank is full before heading out on any bridges.
Yeah.
This is today's public service announcement.
Pro tip.
Definitely going to be thinking about the bridge while I'm on the beach.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm going to be thinking of how I wish I was on the bridge.
Ooh, there you go. Tampa Bay is Florida's hub for craft brewing and tops the country's list of best craft beer communities year after year.
Do they have a certain kind of beer that they're known for?
Boom.
These are the important questions.
Yeah.
Well, you're just one way to find out is to just
drink them all.
Would it be Busch?
Yeah, it's like Busch.
Or is it Natty Light?
What? Oh, no. Is this some joke I don't get?
No. Natural Tampa, light. Don't they have Busch Gardens?
Oh.
I was just thinking about inexpensive American
beer. Is it actually pronounced Busch? Because it's like B-U-S-C-H or whatever.
Yeah. Busch beer.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. But yeah, Angry Chair Brewing, The Brew Bus, Cigar City Brewing. There's a lot of breweries. Yeah.
Yes, like we're going to have to go to all of them and see which one's
good. Think about samples.
Yeah.
We owe it to listeners of the podcast to figure out which the best one is.
So. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have to report back.
Sounds good.
Equal to the task.
Yeah. Too bad my wife, who will be a beer sommelier soon, isn't joining. Yeah.
I think we can all know how it tastes, though.
Yeah.
Without smallying.
Smallying. Anyway. As riveting as this conversation has become. Does anyone have any sort of final thoughts as to stuff they're looking forward either in the conference or in and around Tampa Bay or
I'm looking forward to hearing more from the Vue community, which I've never been to a Vue conf, so this will be the first. Comparing it to other conferences, judging it accordingly, and reporting back.
Well, they did a great job last year, so I have no reason to expect otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I love those lunch times when people are like forced, like high school, to like sit at tables together. Yeah. It's like, well, where are you from? You get to know everything about people. It's great.
Yeah. We'll see how friendly the attendees are. That's usually like to get a sense from the community.
Yeah, definitely. That's always where I learn the most, though, at the lunch. Mm-hmm. Lunch times.
Well, hey, I'll be trying to meet everybody there because I'll be at the vehicle booth.
Yes, so stop by.
Make sure to say hi.
Free stuff.
Yeah, we got free shirts. We got free cards. We got free stickers.
No, we're charging for the stickers.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And smiles are also not free. I'm not
So collect them all. We even got Torque stickers.
If you're looking for a web app or a t-shirt, come on by the booth.
Yes.
Yeah, if you just walk by and you smile and then we smile back, Dan will stop you and demand payment.
Yes. Yes.
You know what we should get? We should get one of those t-shirt cannons.
We've talked about that.
No, so dangerous.
100%, we've 100% talked about that at Lyricon. And then we talked about like the legality of taking a t-shirt cannon across the border.
It's like literally a gun.
It's a cannon.
After true.
Technically. Oh, how viral would that video be? Where someone's like, hey, can I have a t-shirt? And then they just pull the can up. So, boom. So, and they just fly across the room. Awesome.
Well, no, we've looked into this. And then we looked into like, okay, could we just buy one there and leave it? But they're a little more expensive than you want.
Yeah.
And then also, believe it or not, there's not any good like options for renting a t-shirt cannon.
Weird. You know? Oh, that sounds like a new business opportunity.
Airbnb for t-shirt cannons.
You know what we should do? We should talk to Elon Musk because he knows how to get around the legalities of things, right? Like the not a flamethrower.
Controversial.
Not a t-shirt cannon.
If we label it not a t-shirt cannon, good. I think we just figured it out. Perfect. That's it's going to work great.
We should just build it.
So if you're attending and wanting a t-shirt, make sure to wear some facial protection. Maybe a helmet. It might be coming in a little hot.
More for the stomach area. That's the soft part.
You're assuming that everyone can aim well.
Well, it's going to be
it's
heavy, so it's not really going to be high up. It's going to be around the stomach.
You seem to know a lot about t-shirt cannons. Cool. Well, we'll be there. We may or may not have a t-shirt cannon in tow. And
we will have shirts.
We will have shirts and stickers and be looking forward to seeing everyone and super excited about taking in the talks and checking out Tampa Bay. So can't get here soon enough. I will see everyone there.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Cool.
See you here and there.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks again, Brian and Natalie, for coming
Thank you.
And chatting ViewConf US 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to y'all soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Need more Torqued? Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast service. If you'd like to help us out and give us some feedback on the show, feel free to leave us a rating and a review.
We're online at podcast.vehicle.com and on Twitter @vehicle. Hit us up by email at go@vehicle.com.
I'm Margaret Tavares.
I'm Dan Sapelsa.
Catch you next time.
Happy coding.